Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Saturday, April 12, 2025.
Vanguard's new factory in Singapore. Vanguard International Semiconductor, a Taiwanese chip manufacturer, is speeding up the construction of a new factory in Singapore that will produce large semiconductor wafers. This decision comes as global political tensions drive customers to seek chip production options outside of China. The factory is part of a partnership with European chipmaker NXP Semiconductors and is ahead of schedule, with large-scale production expected to start in 2027. Vanguard focuses on older technology chips that are vital for everyday products like cars and screens. Currently, almost none of its chips reach the U.S. market, limiting its exposure there. Recent U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods have created uncertainty in the chip industry, leading to urgent orders from customers. This strategic move to build in Singapore underscores the need for companies to expand their manufacturing capabilities amid rising U.S.-China tensions. What could this mean for the future of technology?
Taiwan charges Captain Wong for subsea cable damage. Taiwanese prosecutors have accused Captain Wong of the cargo ship Hongtai 58, flagged in Togo, of damaging a vital subsea cable. The Coast Guard detained the ship in February 2025, claiming Wong intentionally dropped the anchor to sever the cable. This incident highlights rising tensions between Taiwan and China, as subsea cables are crucial for global communications. At the time, the Hongtai 58 was carrying 7 Chinese nationals, who will not face charges and will be returned to China. Zhu Fenglian, spokesperson for China's Taiwan Affairs Office, dismissed the event as a routine maritime accident, suggesting China may not acknowledge any wrongdoing. The Hongtai 58 is described as a dark ship, operating under false identities to evade detection. Damage to subsea cables can disrupt services and strain international relations, making this incident significant.
Venezuelan economic emergency measure announced. On April 10, 2025, in Caracas, Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez unveiled a new economic emergency measure aimed at safeguarding local production and economic growth from recent tariffs imposed by the United States. She stressed that this action is vital for maintaining production amid tough economic hurdles. Rodriguez condemned the tariffs signed by U.S. President Donald Trump on April 2nd, warning they could spark a major trade conflict. Despite facing severe challenges like hyperinflation and sanctions, Venezuela has seen 5 years of continuous growth. The government believes this emergency measure will help protect the economy from outside pressures and sustain that growth. What does this mean for the future of Venezuela?
Support for Duterte amid ICC charges. A wave of fake social media accounts has emerged to back former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte as he faces legal issues from the International Criminal Court, or ICC. These challenges are tied to his contentious anti-drug campaign, which has been linked to around 6,000 deaths. Research by Cyabra, a firm that identifies fake accounts, shows that nearly one-third of the discussions about Duterte's arrest on X, formerly Twitter, were from inauthentic profiles. Cyabra analyzed 1,890 accounts that generated over 5,500 posts, with about 1,300 flagged as fake. This activity raised concerns about the credibility of political discourse in the Philippines, especially with midterm elections coming up next month. Supporters of Duterte argue that the ICC's actions are akin to kidnapping, complicating the narrative around his legal troubles. A hearing to confirm the charges is set for September 23, 2025.
Impact of U.S. federal budget cuts on space startups. A recent Reuters report highlights the early effects of U.S. federal budget cuts on space startups, revealing a drop of about one-eighth in funding during the first quarter of 2025. Despite this setback, investment firm Seraphim Space reports that these startups secured $2.1 billion in investments, showing strong interest in the sector. Companies like Rocket Lab and Redwire are thriving, while Voyager Space and Karman Holdings are preparing to go public. However, uncertainty from spending cuts and policies that protect local businesses could slow the development of advanced space technologies, which rely on global supply chains. This situation underscores the crucial role of commercial spaceflight and technology firms in enabling cost-effective missions. As geopolitical tensions rise, the demand for satellite data and analytics is more important than ever, highlighting the need for innovation in the aerospace industry.
Japan-U.S. trade negotiations on currency policy. Japan is gearing up for crucial trade talks with the United States, focusing on the Japanese yen. Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba recently announced a task force to lead these discussions, with Economy Minister Ryosuke Akazawa heading to Washington, D.C. next week. U.S. President Donald Trump is keenly interested in Japan's currency policy, especially given the significant trade deficit between the two nations. He has criticized Japan for keeping the yen weak, which he believes gives Japanese manufacturers an unfair advantage. U.S. officials are likely to urge Japan to strengthen the yen, which could benefit American producers. The Bank of Japan's slow pace in raising interest rates will also be on the agenda. On April 17th, Akazawa will meet with U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to discuss trade barriers and currency issues. The outcome of these negotiations could have a major impact on both economies, as a stronger yen might lead to higher prices for Japanese exports, affecting consumers and businesses in Japan.
China's new tariffs on U.S. goods. China has dramatically raised tariffs on all goods imported from the United States to 125%, escalating the ongoing trade war between these two economic giants. This move comes after the U.S. imposed its own tariffs, totaling 145%, including a specific 20% tax related to fentanyl production. In response, China's Ministry of Commerce plans to challenge these tariffs at the World Trade Organization, claiming they disrupt global economic stability. Experts warn that these rising tariffs could lead to higher prices for everyday items in the U.S., as consumers rush to buy before the new rates take effect. This trade conflict not only affects both nations but also has significant implications for the global economy, straining diplomatic relations and complicating future negotiations.
IMF talks with Sri Lanka on financial aid. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, is currently engaged in important discussions with Sri Lanka about a $2.9 billion aid program designed to help the country recover from a financial crisis that began 3 years ago due to a severe shortage of U.S. dollars. In March 2023, Sri Lanka secured a rescue package from the IMF through a four-year long-term financial support plan. However, the nation's recovery is now at risk from external shocks, including a significant 44% tax imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump on Sri Lankan goods, affecting around $3 billion in clothing exports. While the full tax is temporarily suspended for 3 months, Sri Lanka will still face a baseline duty of 10%. The IMF has stressed the importance of evaluating how these global trade disruptions impact Sri Lanka's economy. President Indira Kumaradasa Nayak has stated that Sri Lanka is in talks with the U.S. to strengthen trade relations and is committed to reducing trade barriers. These ongoing discussions with the IMF are crucial for Sri Lanka to complete the review process and secure approximately $334 million as the next portion of funding.
Ending temporary protected status for Afghans and Cameroonians. The Trump administration is ending temporary protected status, or TPS, for about 14,600 Afghans and 7,900 Cameroonians living in the U.S. This decision, confirmed by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, will take effect in May 2025 for Afghans and June 2025 for Cameroonians. TPS is designed to protect individuals from deportation due to unsafe conditions in their home countries. Critics argue that both Afghanistan and Cameroon are still facing severe humanitarian emergencies, including human rights abuses under Taliban control and violence from English-speaking separatists in Cameroon. Krishomara Vignaraja, president of Global Refuge, condemned the decision, warning it could lead to mistreatment for those forced to return. Lawmakers are calling for an extension of TPS for Cameroonians, highlighting the worsening security situation. This reflects a broader trend of tightening immigration policies under the Trump administration.
Binance talks with U.S. Treasury and new partnership. Binance, a leading name in cryptocurrency, recently engaged in talks with the U.S. Treasury Department. Their goal? to lessen government supervision of Binance operations, including a request to remove a U.S. monitor overseeing anti-money laundering rules. At the same time, Binance is exploring a partnership with World Liberty Financial, a venture tied to Donald Trump, which could introduce a new cryptocurrency pegged to the dollar. These discussions are pivotal for the future of cryptocurrency, as potential regulatory changes could reshape how exchanges operate and impact investor confidence. What could this mean for everyday investors? The outcomes of these talks might set important precedents for the world of digital currencies.
IMF approves $20 billion aid package for Argentina. The International Monetary Fund, known as the IMF, has approved a substantial $20 billion aid package for Argentina. This includes an immediate payout of $12 billion to address the country's critical financial needs. This marks Argentina's 23rd program with the IMF, highlighting a long-standing partnership. The funds aim to secure the economy by easing capital controls and boosting foreign currency reserves. However, this support may come with conditions, requiring the Argentine government to implement budget cuts that could affect essential government services and the daily lives of citizens. As Argentina navigates these challenges, the focus is on restoring economic stability and creating a brighter future for its people.
Australia's AUKUS submarine deal. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has unveiled an ambitious plan for Australia to acquire advanced nuclear submarines through the AUKUS Treaty with the United Kingdom and the United States. This initiative aims to bolster military cooperation and enhance defense capabilities in the Indo-Pacific region, especially amid rising concerns about China's military expansion. The U.S. is set to sell three of these state-of-the-art submarines to Australia, although the deal faces scrutiny due to potential impacts from former President Donald Trump's trade policies. With a 2027 deadline for military readiness approaching, the urgency of this initiative is evident. At a campaign event in Darwin, Albanese expressed strong confidence in the AUKUS agreement, emphasizing the strategic benefits these submarines will bring to national security. Opposition leader Peter Dutton stressed that, as an island nation, Australia needs robust defense capabilities. Additionally, Australia must pay the United States $2 billion Australian dollars by 2025 to support improvements to U.S. submarine shipyards. This financial commitment is part of a broader strategy to increase defense spending, with an extra $50 billion Australian dollars planned over the next decade. The AUKUS Treaty and submarine deal mark a significant shift in Australia's defense policy, reflecting the nation's response to evolving geopolitical challenges.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.